Gang, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Exactly. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
That's probably the most frightening thing on that whole intro. So basically, Samantha is going to rape you soggy. There's an image I didn't need. Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James. And that silence is where Big Jim would probably chime in. No, Jim. No, he had something come up, and if anyone should lose their privilege for not showing up for shows, it's me. Every single show I've been on. Little known fact, what happens is Bryce and Jim will record their parts, and I come in and voice in later. So it sounds natural. And you people buy it every week. Oh yeah, it's that time again. You know, if people didn't know, it's funny, if people didn't know, they would think that you were the biggest beer drinker in the world. But it's not beer. Yeah, because this show just drains his energy. So, big things happened this week, at least in the world of gaming. I figured this is going to be the title of the show. We were taken by the Taken King. We've been anxiously awaiting this game. And spoilers, if you don't have it, or you're going to get it, or whatever, this show is going to be pretty game heavy. We've had it a week. We both have played. They changed a lot that needed to be changed. And, I think the only complaint that both of us have is that unable to bring year one weapons up to weapons and armor. Yeah. That's fine, but... the only other complaint I have is drop rates. Given that you need certain things to acquire new weapons and armor, I think the drop rates should be higher, because I think what's going to happen is what the game was suffering from originally, and it's grinding. Right now it's still fresh and new, but I can easily see, I was playing this morning before you came over, and I can easily see places where I'm going to end up grinding, and how that's going to burn me out really quick. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten to that part because I still haven't gotten through any of the quests, and I haven't done the big raid yet. Because... just 7 hours. In a month, though, people are going to be doing it in like 2 hours. Because it's new, so people don't have the strategies down yet. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just about, yeah. Yeah. And everyone knows what they're best at. So, you know, putting teams together to do that stuff is really easy. So, I am too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm anxious to get in there and see how it goes. I've never been a big fan of the Crucible stuff, so I don't really care about that. Although I do know that there's some decent weapons to be had through Crucible playlists. So, but I usually, whenever I do Crucible, it's usually at the end of the month when they do the Iron Banner. You're going to, after the show, you're going to need to tell me what quest that is so I can. Yeah, I didn't have anything when I pledged, so. Now, we were, yesterday, you and I were playing online together, and one thing that I found enjoyable and interesting was as we were running around trying to take care of one thing I like now is instead of just the storylines have changed, and instead of you go to the map, find the storyline you need and go, now you get quests, and the quest starts out, you talk to someone and then you do a mission, and then when you complete that mission you go back to talk to whoever to get the next step, so it's an ongoing storyline, and I really like that. Here's the problem I have with it though. You can never. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the. And they were. The storylines do follow like the same way they originally did, where they're small, short missions. I mean, they're generally short. You get to whatever planet, you go to certain areas, you face a big boss, mission over. That's cool. What I like though is that the quest isn't over. You know, so it's like you finish this mission, and it tells you, okay, here's your next step, go here, yeah, and the only thing I don't like about that is the rewards. You should get more rewards. Which is fine, but there's not. Yeah, yeah, I've gotten those too. I got a bunch today that I was like very pleased with. And it was great, but it's like I still feel like. But it wasn't part of the quest. I was doing strikes. And that's something else cool about Destiny is, like, you have different things to do. I mean, they're all missions, but it's like you can do quest missions, or you can do strike missions, or you can do raid missions. Or if you just want to shoot at other people, you can do Crucible stuff. I mean, it's very, very wide. But I mentioned this to you the other day, and I honestly think that with this engine, you could have a decent Star Wars game. And the reason for that is one of the new weapons that they've introduced with the Taken King is the swords. Which, if you don't have ammunition for the swords, you just are stuck with a hilt. So you're essentially carrying a lightsaber. So I think Bungie, if they could get hold of the rights, could put out a really decent Star Wars game. Which, let's face it, Halo has kind of been a mix between Star Wars and Aliens and Call of Duty. So, you know, I don't think it's too that far a stretch to put together something. They've got a decent engine, and having an open world, essentially, Battlefront. Battlefront. They're going to... I think they're going to have... Yeah, yeah, starting next month, as a matter of fact. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. I think it's not going to be like the big battles. I think it's just going to be solo missions. Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things. Yeah. But, it's only those, like, two things from the overall game. Have you pre-ordered yet? You should. You get Han Solo's blaster. Fuck you. But one of the coolest things about the pre-order is you get a map that you get a map, I think, a week or a month earlier than everyone else, and it's free. So plus all kinds of weapons, which I'm looking forward to. But it's like, it's still like, it's just over a month away. But we were in GameStop the other day, and they had just this cool display for it, like a 3D display, like a clear screen with like painted on soldier, and then like just behind that was the head of the AT-AT, and then just behind that was the body, so it looked like, you know. And I was just like, I looked at my wife and went, can we have that? And she answers the same way she always does. Where are we gonna put it? I said Bryce's house. Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah. I've been looking out for another Kylo Ren 6-inch figure for you. I've not seen one. I've seen Chewbacca's, and he's pretty much it. Finn, yeah. I've seen him... I kind of get the feeling that Finn and Chewbacca are the Obi-Wan of the series. Because Obi-Wan is everywhere, still. Like, every store I go to, it's nothing but Obi-Wan. Well, it's because Hasbro, like, overcased them, you know? And he was out in, like, three series instead of, you know, fresh cases. So, but I can't wait till they start getting back to original trilogy and prequel trilogy of those and start mixing them all up. The next wave that comes out, I think I only want like one, and it's Captain Phasma, the captain of the stormtroopers. But I'm thinking about the general guy. But the other guys are like, I don't even know who they are. I don't care. Well, and the Clone Wars cartoon kind of helped with that. So, I kind of hope that if they...
Well, here's the thing, that's like...
It would probably help if my mic was on.
Oh. This whole show.
So, if you haven't heard, you probably haven't heard me at all. It's probably just been James talking to himself, because apparently we forgot to turn on the mic.
And by we mean... You.
I don't turn it off when I put it away, okay?
You know,
there's no reason. It's probably Jim. I blame Jim.
You know what I need to
I'm
do?
Glad he's not here.
I'm going to get labels and put...
You should put duct tape.
On them.
Just tape it. Tape it on.
Look janky. Well, Jim's can.
Jim's isn't real anyway. It's just... it's a roll of duct tape.
Ours?
Oh my god, yes! We can buy just the hilt from that place, and we can just slide the mic into it.
Yeah.
Oh, you just gave me an idea. Because that's something we can afford, because they're only like $50.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get the Kylo Ren one, so I got the full-size one.
Oh, dude, we need to talk about this. There's a place here just south of where we record.
Yep.
The place is called Saberforge. You can buy their stuff online. You can go to Etsy and get some stuff.
Yep. Which,
by the way, I went to Etsy and took a look around.
There's a lot of stuff.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I was just looking.
There's a ton. I mean, even
get,
check out like Destiny shirts. They make there's cosplay like weapons and armor and all sorts of stuff.
Destiny is giving away a chance, or there's a contest going on. I'll have to find it. There's a contest going on that you could win a full suit of cosplay Destiny armor.
What?
Yes, I saw that the other day. I meant to show it to you. I can't remember where I saw it, but I bet if you
I'm gonna Google it.
But I immediately thought of you, and I was like, Bryce needs to win that.
I would get the Warlock armor from the Crota Raid.
Of course you would, yeah.
From the Crota Raid.
Well, I think...
Obsidian mind.
I think it's three, like, it's a set from each, but it's like a set suit. So I don't think the Crota Raid is it. I think it's like a big, just like a really basic...
I'll modify it.
Warlock suit, but... I want you to win, and I want you to wear that Warlock suit every time we record.
That would be funny.
So, but going back to Saber Forge, I went over there with my wife this last week because we needed to run an errand there, but also because I wanted to check it out. And I talked to the guy there who is the first full-time lightsaber salesman in North America. That was his title. It was pretty cool. He let us play with some of the sabers, just the hilts, because that's all they had on display. But he was telling us that in 2 months they're moving their shop over.
Yeah, when we were there, they were looking for another facility because it wasn't too big.
It's going to take them a couple months to move. It's just down from where they are.
Okay, good.
So it's not going to be too hard to find. You can follow them on Facebook and get all that information. But that thing that you sent me where you can build your own saber.
Yes.
When they move, you'll be able to take that in. They'll be able to go back in the shop, get all the pieces, come out, assemble it, give it to you right there.
Yep.
I am so psyched.
Yeah.
I designed my saber. It's perfect.
See,
I designed my wife's saber.
I tried to design my own, but I couldn't get it to look right. So I got to figure out, because there's a couple that I had saved that they had listed already.
I have new pieces, too.
Yeah.
So.
But I want one of the ones that I've saved.
Yeah. I've designed what I think is the perfect saber for me. As a matter of fact, I can pull it up here and show you. What color blade are you getting? Because they don't just do...
Red.
Well, of course. I knew that.
Duh.
It's kind of nice, though, because...
Or are you talking about the handle? Any lightsaber I'm going to get is going to be the weathered. The black.
I'm torn between weathered and just black. Because I saw one of the full black ones.
Yeah.
Because the guy had...
That must be a new option, because I didn't see it on anything else. All I saw was weathered and just, like, new, the silver.
You can get black now.
These are the two that I'm mainly debating about. These two right here.
Well, the Kylo Ren.
That's
perfect. But I like the... I held that one, the other one, the Reborn.
Yeah.
It's awkward to hold. It's cool, but it's awkward to hold.
Yeah.
It feels, it just feels weird in my hand.
Yeah.
Because of the ridges on it. It looks really cool, but I think as a saber to fight with and stuff, I think it would end up hurting your hand. So here's mine.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And what's cool is it had something close to this when I was there.
Yeah.
So I could actually feel the grip. And mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, that's exactly what
did they have any of the Kylo Ren ones when you were there?
No. I asked about
the Templars.
He said they didn't have any right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is because they're pulling back on some of the orders in preparation to move. But what they did say, and this is really cool, is that they're going to have... modular stuff. So, like, you can go in and say, okay, today I can only afford the handle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get the handle, and then I'll come back in a couple weeks and get stuff. And then, like, when you get your full saber up, then you just, if you decide you don't like something you want to change,
you can change it out.
Just get that that modular thing.
Yeah.
So, my plan is to get the hilt,
mm-hmm.
the whole hilt put together first.
Yep.
Because that'll be...
And then get all the internals.
Yeah, and then get the lights and sounds and
yep.
It has to have the blade, otherwise it's not a lightsaber.
Yeah.
And eventually I want to get, for my belt, a clip so I can...
I want to get the... Did you see the stands that they had?
Yeah.
I want to get one of those, too.
So you know the stands they have on the walls?
Yeah.
Those are just pull cue holders. You can get them for like $10.
Yeah.
I was like, once I get my saber, I'm going to get one. So I
oh, man. I'm going to mount them all over the studio at my house.
I also did one for my wife because she was actually admiring them.
They had a pink one when I was there, too.
My wife's favorite color is blue, so yeah. I went with a blue blade.
Nice.
But I went, like, deep blue.
Yeah.
And it's really nice, and it, I think it'll, because she's got very small hands. She's just very tiny. so I had to make sure, it's almost a Yoda saber, but
yeah.
Check this out.
Nice.
I think that would be perfect for
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so I'm excited. I'm hoping maybe for Christmas I can get a gift card there so I can maybe get
start working on it.
As I'm looking at my wife.
Please, 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 please.
But we were talking the other day and I warned you to wait for Santa this year. I'll have
to see if I can wait that long. That's a long time. If I can come up with that much, I'm going to get it.
Jesus Christ.
That's the high end, but you get, I think you get three different blades, and three different colors.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I personally, to you, I would say wait until they move so you can build one to your specifications.
See, that's the problem is, like I said, I tried putting one together on there, and it just didn't turn out how I wanted.
You can build that one over time.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, you know, spend half a grand to get it. The other thing that they had there, and I was so psyched, and this is what I want to save up for, they had a functioning airsoft rifle, pulse rifle from Aliens, and the guy let me hold it.
Nice.
Oh, I need to go home and change my pants. It was badass. Fully functional.
Did you hear that Nerf is making a line of guns for adults?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Let me try and find the article again. But they're coming out with a line of Nerf guns that's designed for adults.
Dude, can we get some Nerf guns and have a Nerf fight at your house? Because you've actually got a yard. Your neighbors would freak out a bunch
probably.
Of men shooting Nerf guns at each other.
Yep. Let's see.
I know
they're high powered.
Nice. Do they have any pictures yet?
I think they've got a couple. Maybe. Maybe this one.
I can look that up later.
Yeah, but they announced it in February, so they fire foam balls at up to 70 miles an hour.
I want one.
Oh, here's a picture of one.
Oh, that kind of looks sucky.
Yeah. It's a start. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure they'll come out with other ones.
Here's the thing, though. You don't actually need those because there's so many things on the internet that you can take one at a store and there's instructions to show you how to make it more high powered.
Yeah.
To shoot farther and faster. Not only that, but customizing it. I saw a guy who customized a Nerf gun to look like Thorn from Destiny.
Yeah.
And it looked like Thorn.
Yeah.
And it fired the darts. So, yeah, you don't need that. I've seen people turn Nerf guns into Halo battle rifles.
And, yeah.
Alien pulse rifles. They don't look great, but they look close enough to be, you know, whatever.
But
the best, though, is when they turn them into guns from Borderlands.
Oh, my God. Here, hold on. That's a crappy picture. This gun's got, like, a gun strapped to every part of his body.
Well, he'll never run out of guns. He's the commando of the Nerf world.
Jeez.
I keep trying to get my wife to get the Mega Nerf. It's got the big, fat darts.
You get the Nerf sniper rifle for her.
There's one that's even better. It's the Mega.
Yeah.
And it shoots big bolts, and she keeps asking me why she needs the big bolts. It's like, because when you kill something, you want it to stay.
Can I get that? The Nerf rocket?
They have Nerf grenades now. They have, like, grenade launchers.
Jeez.
They're pretty badass. There's a gun. I don't know what it's called. It's a Nerf gun. But it you can fire the darts, and then it's got a... underneath, it's got, like, a grenade launcher. It's kind of shitty, but still, you can...
Let me pull it up.
Did you find it?
I found a lot of, like, modified ones.
Yeah. There's some really good mods, and there's some really terrible ones.
Yeah. Yeah, most of them are how to make a grenade launcher.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'd wait to see, like, the full line of adult ones, but that show.
Yeah. They need to join up with, like, a game franchise like Halo or Destiny.
They
come out with a line of them.
I just want my airsoft rifle. My pulse rifle.
Yeah.
My pulse rifle and my lightsaber. I'm actually shocked that I haven't seen any Star Wars airsoft guns.
Like blasters?
Blasters or even stormtrooper rifles.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure there's been modified ones.
Oh, I'm sure, but I'm curious if there's any, like, Star Wars ones. There's gotta be. Someone's gotta have made some.
I'm sure someone has.
Well, to make a blaster, it'd be easy. You just get a German Mauser airsoft gun and then add a scope and a couple other things. It'd be fine. You'd want to get yourself a gas one.
Yeah. Apparently they have some. They don't look like them, but I think they're Nerf released, like, crossovers. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's the new Nerf Stormtrooper rifle.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of want that one. It's pretty hefty looking. My wife won't let me get it, though. Because I get some sort of weird gleam in my eye every time I see that.
Jeez.
So, I don't know what that means, but she's probably back there rolling her eyes at me now.
Probably. Plotting your demise.
Well, she's always doing that. So. Do you want to talk about some of the Republicans that are now dropping out of the presidential race because of Trump?
I listened to your guys, the episode with Dennis, Car Wars.
Oh my god!
Or the, they're so tense. They're so tense.
It was. I'm sitting in this room with two guys that I've known for a very long time. I consider very close friends. I've never seen get that heated.
I know.
And they're both, like, smiling, but you can, like, see in their eyes.
If I had a knife right now, I would kill you.
And Jim especially. Jim is the biggest sweetheart ever.
Yeah.
And he was
I could tell.
Like, hot.
Yeah.
Really.
and again, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. And I by no means do I want to belittle anybody, but I have a different view than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not favor the Republicans.
My situation is such that I have never favored Republicans.
Yeah.
I've favored Democrats more, but I'm also smart enough to realize that Democrats are just as sleazy.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
Democrats are a little bit more open about their sleaze,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And if you just pay attention to history in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
It's very evident that Republicans have worked very hard to oppress the poor.
Yeah.
And lift up their rich buddies.
Yep, exactly.
I'm not saying Democrats are innocent of it.
Yeah.
Republicans have just been more blatant.
Yeah.
About it. Now, with that said, I will say that some of the things that Donald Trump has said...
He has some interesting ideas on some things.
Yes.
However...
He's a blowhard.
He's a blowhard. And I think a lot of it is lip service that he's using to make himself look better.
No, I agree.
To get himself into the office.
Here's the other
side. His actions will speak much louder than his words.
Here's the other side of that coin, though, and I'm going to throw this at you. If he is 100% genuine with what he wishes to do, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Because the Republicans will fight him.
Yep. And the Democrats will fight him. Yeah.
Because the Republicans,
he'll be their nominee. Yeah.
Democrats would actually, in some cases, support his plan.
Yeah.
But the Republicans will kibosh it and will be at an...
But the biggest thing, one of the biggest things with him is he is a sexist, racist bastard.
Oh, undoubtedly.
And there's absolutely no place for that.
But here's the other side of that, too. Again, he doesn't hide it.
Yeah.
You know exactly.
He's very blatant about who he is.
And I kind of respect him.
I think that's the reason that he's gotten so much publicity that he has.
Oh, no.
Is he's so open about it. Are we, like, overpowering?
Probably.
Probably me.
But, he's willing, he's going to say what's on his mind, and that's going to be that. And I respect him for that. He's willing to stick his foot completely in his mouth front, and out his ass.
Yeah. He's completely upfront with how he feels about certain things.
Yeah.
He doesn't really... That's the wrong thing to say. Because he hides a lot. But you always know where he stands with people.
Yeah.
But... At the same time, it's that same bravado that's going to put us into war because he's going to rub foreign dignitaries the wrong way.
Do we want him representing our country as basically our emissary?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say this. I want him to remain in the race to the end.
Comedy gold.
I honestly don't think that he will, because I won't vote for him.
No.
I honestly don't think that he will be president.
Yeah.
If it comes down to him and Hillary, Hillary's going to take it.
Yeah.
But here's the other side of that. Hillary's actually getting some challenge from Bernie Sanders, who came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he came way out of left field, but I'm kind of digging Sanders so far.
I'm digging him too. A lot of his ideas mirror Trump's, which I like. The good ones.
Yeah.
Not the
crazy, I'm going to build a wall one and make Mexico pay for it.
Here's the thing. Trump and I have a lot of similar thoughts when it comes to immigration.
Yeah.
I have a serious problem with illegal immigrants. I'm very firmly in the camp of, if you love this country, come here. But do it legally.
I agree.
Because by doing it illegally, you're causing problems for yourself and the rest of the country.
Yeah.
I would rather you get the visa, apply for citizenship, do that whole thing, become a citizen, than to come here illegally and spend that time getting terrible wages.
Yeah. Living in fear.
Sucking off the government and living in fear, constantly looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Am I going to be deported?
Yeah.
And that's Trump's thing. It's like, I'm going to deport, you know, every illegal. Well, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, lot of money.
But on the other side of that, if you catch an illegal and sentence him to a year building the wall and then deport him, you're saving money.
Except they'll know the wall. And as soon as they find out that they're being forced to build the wall, they're going to start cutting corners. And, oh, look, there's a little hole right here.
However, if you've got building inspectors constantly checking for stuff like that who can't be bought...
Yeah,
I think it could be done. But you're right. There's, you know, they're going to build little back doors.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a good idea. You're getting that free labor you want. You know. Maybe if the wall had guard towers every 50 feet, it would be harder for them to exploit the back doors.
It's a lot of people.
Just an idea. Just throwing that out there. see what sticks. Maybe I'll write to Trump and say, here's an idea for you.
Throw it out there with his flesh-colored hair. I heard that somewhere yesterday, and it just started cracking up.
He is, like, taking so much heat over his hair.
Because it's fake. And he denies it so hard.
Well, here's the thing. I actually think it's real. I think it's just terrible hair.
Yeah.
Because he's had, like, he gets people in crowds and stuff and pulls on it and stuff. And it's real. I think it's just he's been cursed with terrible hair.
Yeah. Maybe he should wear a toupee. You know what he needs to bring back? He needs to bring back the old-timey wigs.
I think he should just, like, stop dyeing it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it comes from, like, I think he does dye jobs.
Dyes.
And it's just killing his hair.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't, like, take care of his hair.
Or he should just shave it off.
But I think also he might have, like, had, like, hair transplants. And that's another reason it just looks
horrible.
Shitty. So it's real. It's in there.
But it's from his ass.
I was going to say his back.
Probably his ass.
It's all pubic hair. Yeah. Pubic hair from all his ex-wives.
And his failed companies.
Fail my company, I shave your pubes and put it on my ass.
No, he failed his own companies. That was a part of his bankruptcy deal.
Okay, Mr. Trump, we'll accept your bankruptcy, but you have to shave your pubes. And
put them on your head.
Well, no, you can't shave them. He's got to have them transplanted.
Yeah, they got to be removed. Reseed him.
That's God. He's got scabs on his head and his junk.
He probably has to straighten his hair every morning because it's all curly. he has a full time.
Give me the straightener.
Yeah, he's got a full time hair straightener on staff at all times.
And that's why it looks shitty because it's all burnt and crisp. We've solved the Donald Trump hair problem. Oh, Jesus. So we're just a couple months away from Star Wars, my friend.
F and yes.
And we still haven't seen a full...
I don't know why I went G on that, but fuck yes. Let's do it correctly.
We haven't seen another trailer. We haven't even seen a teaser.
I think they're getting close to being done letting stuff out. They'll probably drop one more little teaser.
See, I'm hoping that they don't do a full trailer. They don't need to. I would like to
There's
see...
There's enough hype for it already.
Oh, fuck yeah. I want to see one more teaser.
I will say I'm glad...
And I want to see a teaser that's got stuff that we haven't seen already.
I am glad that they're not oversaturating with teasers and trailers and all that stuff. Because I've noticed when you just constantly see trailers on TV and stuff, the movie usually sucks. When they just try and hype it up for months and months, and then they just cram it down your fucking throat, and it just sucks.
Yeah, I think I think all the Marvel movies have done it right. They'll give you a teaser and maybe two trailers.
Yep.
And then, you know...
And they'll play
There's
a
enough
bit
hype for
it.
Those movies anyway, and I think Star Wars is the same. Ever since it got announced, they haven't had to do anything. And in fact, they've had a real problem keeping stuff
quiet. Yeah.
Before we made our agreement at the start of this year, I was seeing stuff from the set with J.J. Abrams that he would post to his Twitter.
Yeah.
For instance, we saw the first time we saw the new X-Wing.
Yeah.
He was standing in front of it doing some little message, and one of the pilots got in it. Like, it was, like, real. Which was cool, you know. And here's the thing. Now that I've seen the new X-Wings, I don't like them.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of them.
I keep looking at your Stormtrooper because he keeps doing the Michael Jackson where he's leaning forward.
Yeah, he's leaning forward a little bit. His ankles aren't as stiff, but at least he's not popping his hip like he used to be.
I keep looking over and it looks like he's Michael Jacksoning. Did you hear that they're auctioning off the Leia, Slave Leia outfit?
I did, yeah. I got into a Facebook discussion with some people because someone posted it and someone I don't understand. I never found her that hot. This was a girl saying it.
Yeah.
And I had to explain that at the time it was for nerds and comic geeks and all that. It was like huge.
Yeah.
And it wasn't her so much, but it was the outfit.
Yeah, and the amount of skin that they were showing.
Yeah, and especially in the Star Wars movie, that was huge.
Yeah.
So, and it does, it did kind of, you know, for a lot of young boys, I mean, that was the height of, or, you know, that was that was the beginning of learning about sexuality in a lot of ways.
And she was a very, she was an attractive woman.
At the time, if, I hope to God she doesn't put it on.
Could you imagine?
She even wearing anything?
Oh, man. Could you imagine if they all remade these movies with them as their ages now?
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my
Hold
God.
Hold on. Their lightsabers are walkers.
The most disturbing lightsaber fights ever. Hang on, the tennis ball fell off.
They get about one swing and they're both wheezing.
But they don't even lift them up. They only lift them up like 2 inches off the ground.
It's a battle of who can hold their bladder longest.
They're using force pushes on each other's bladders.
Give in. No, you give in.
Oh, my Depends gave out.
I would probably pay to see that.
It's because
Old
you're
Wars.
Disgusting.
Old Wars.
Old Wars. Old Star Wars.
Special appearance by Gary Busey playing Jar Jar Binks.
I happened to
Jar Jar Busey.
Oh my God! I happened to catch the very last bit of Dancing with the Stars last night when I changed channels from, because I watched Scorpion last night, which is a great show, but then Castle was on another channel, so I switched over, and Gary Busey he didn't get eliminated, but he was like
by some miracle
low man on the rung.
Yeah,
dude looks really fucked up.
Yeah, he does.
And I think he's like, I think maybe like Alzheimer's or something is setting in.
Yeah.
Because he's like...
out of it.
So out of it.
Get off my lawn!
It's bad. Like, one eye is wide open, the other one is, like, slitted.
Probably had a stroke.
During the taping.
Yeah.
He does. He does look...
the stars.
He just looks so bad.
Yeah. The years have not been kind to him.
No.
All the drug use drinking.
Didn't he have like a serious motorcycle wreck where like...
Yes, he did have a pretty...
Yeah, and like his helmet, like the fact that he had a helmet on saved his life because like...
Yeah,
when they got him to the hospital and took off the helmet, like his brains tried to spill out. Like he got like hurt that bad. I seem to remember recalling like... his helmet ended up keeping his brains inside of his head. Bryce is looking it up. But I bet you that's what it was, because ever since that motorcycle accident, he has not been right.
He's critically hurt in Culver City motorcycle accident in 1988.
Okay, so maybe it was later.
The back of his head struck the curb. He was not wearing a helmet.
Oh.
Yeah. So he crashed, he wasn't wearing his helmet, and the back of his head hit the curb.
Yeah. So that explains part of it. But I bet all the cocaine after that probably didn't help either.
No.
Yeah, he's a mess, man.
Yeah.
So, scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the audio that we've recorded today.
Yeah, it's way over.
Well, they can't all be winners, folks.
Yeah. Most of them aren't.
No.
I'm trying to see if he had a stroke, too.
He does look very stroke-like. Like, part of his face looks like it's like he doesn't have full function of it.
I guess a lot of people are asking it, but they haven't really said. Did Gary Busey have a stroke?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't see any official word on it, but I wouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, stroke or some sort of, maybe an aneurysm.
Could be.
I mean, you know, he could have had an aneurysm, and they caught it in time,
yeah,
but it still did
still
damage.
Did some damage, yeah.
That would be.
I'm sure he has some brain damage from that motorcycle accident. As
oh,
well.
I'm sure that, but like he acted in movies into the 90s and seemed fine. It's only been within the last like 15 years
yeah.
he's gone loco.
But
so.
I think a lot of it has to do with his absorbent drug use as well. I think he started going really heavy.
I think I because
I know
would
he overdosed on cocaine at one point.
Motorcycle accident, cocaine. And I would guess either a stroke or an aneurysm.
Yeah.
I'd lean toward aneurysm.
Yeah.
So, and my guess is if he did have one, they caught it in time, but not to save his life.
Yeah.
But not in time to
prevent the damage.
Prevent some damage.
Because
yeah. he's, I wouldn't even say like he's crazy. I just think he's got some mental
yeah.
brain problems.
He's got
mental
brain damage.
Brain problem.
Brain damage.
Anyway. So the new season of, TV shows has started. Is there anything yep. you're looking forward to?
Big Bang was last night.
Which was awesome.
We DVR'd it, so I'm going to watch it. We're going to watch that here soon. Supernatural is coming up next month. Really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. I've got, for me, it's The Return of Flash and Arrow.
Yeah.
Those are my two big ones. Big Bang. Castle started last night. Fucking Castle started with one of the best opening episodes they've ever had.
Yeah.
And they left it on a cliffhanger. You don't do cliffhangers on your season open. But I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out.
Yeah.
Supergirl comes out October 26th. But they're doing something weird with it. They're going to have a premiere. I think it's probably going to be a two-hour premiere.
Yeah.
But then the regular series doesn't start until November.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I'm hoping, because of the way they do it, that they don't take a Christmas hiatus like
yeah.
all the shows usually do.
Yeah.
Because what really bugs me is how much they break up the seasons now.
Yeah. You go like 2 months without anything new, and then all of a sudden you're not paying attention and you miss a bunch of episodes.
Well, what happened, at least for Arrow, I really noticed it with Arrow last year. They did, the season started, they did like a month. Then they went on hiatus for a week, came back with one new episode, then took a Christmas break.
Yeah.
Didn't come back until late January, ran about another month off, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on, 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Season end.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Still managed to get 22 episodes, but I'm like, that was a lot of
right.
fucking breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Flash kind of followed that same thing. I mean, they took hiatuses roughly about the same time as
yeah.
Arrow, but they had more.
They should have done opposite.
Yeah, they should have. And I don't know if it's that network or
I
not.
Noticed that with a couple other ones, too. I think Big Bang did that, too, where they took like a month off almost.
Well, Big Bang is weird because they, for the last 2 years, well, 3 years now, they've debuted on Monday nights.
Yeah.
And then halfway moved. Through the season, they moved to Thursdays.
Yeah.
Which is their original thing.
Yeah.
They get bumped for the NCAA.
Yeah. Then, but see, here's what I think happens. CBS does Thursday night football.
Yeah.
And I think what they do is they move
they have
Big
it on
Bang,
Monday
which is
until
one of their,
it's over. Yep. So they don't lose.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because they moved back to Thursdays when the regular football season ended.
Yeah.
Like, not even playoffs, just the regular season
yeah.
ended. And they went back to Thursdays.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, I'm
they'll probably
cool
do that
with that
again this
because
year.
There's not really anything on Mondays that I like.
Yeah.
Tonight is the premiere episode of The Muppets, the new Muppet Show. I'm going to watch it and see. I have a lot of reservations about
yeah.
it. But I think it's going to be really funny. But when Flash starts, I won't be.
F it.
Yeah.
there's a new show, I think it's on FX, called The Bastard Executioner. It looks pretty damn good. We DVR'd the first episode last week.
Do you remember last season that show on NBC, Constantine?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who played Constantine is going to be on Arrow as Constantine.
Nice.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know the Supergirl show takes place in the same universe as Arrow and Flash, but there's not
yeah,
going to be any crossover
I've
because
heard
of
that there. Yeah.
But I think there's going to be references.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see how they play that. And I'm hoping Supergirl is on a night that Flash or Arrow is not, or comes on after.
Yeah.
Because I will happily miss iZombie, because that's the dumbest show ever. Well, here's the thing. iZombie steals its premise from a show called True Calling that starred Elijah Dushku about 10 years ago.
I remember that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you watched iZombie, it's like, wow, you just, all you did is made her a zombie.
Yeah.
Wow.
How original.
And I'm sorry, but I'm an expert on zombies, and zombies do not retain their brain power.
Yeah. You're dead.
Yeah.
You're going to start decaying, which means loss.
I'm okay with her eating brains, but the rest of it, like having conversations.
Yeah, no.
No. And that was like a hit show last season.
And don't say she's a mutant zombie.
Yeah, no, it's a fucking stupid show. Anything else you want to add to that?
No.
I only caught a little bit of Supernatural last year, near the end.
So good.
I
got the seasons if you want to borrow them.
I might want to borrow this last season because Felicia Day was on it.
I'll let you borrow it. She's been in a couple.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, yeah. She's had
really
a recurring role.
Yeah. They killed her this last season, though. Spoilers.
Yeah, we're not done with the season yet, so. We heard about it, but we haven't.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't happened as of... We're on the last disc, so that means I think we have six more episodes.
The episode that it happened, I was only half paying attention.
Yeah.
So I didn't, like... It wasn't until, like...
But it's Supernatural, so they're not necessarily...
Yeah, she could
they're
come
not,
back.
It's like Marvel. They're not necessarily dead.
But I watched like the first few seasons, and I really liked it, but I kind of got away from it.
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with other shows being on.
Well,
at
if you
want to
borrow it, I got like seasons like three through 10 now or something.
I might actually just try and get them myself because I really like that show.
Yeah.
And if you look around, you can get especially the early seasons really cheap. So
especially right before the new seasons come out too.
Yeah.
They just drop. They had. Oh, I remember.
Speaking of which, honey, we need to get Big Bang Theory on DVD.
I know.
Sorry, I had to remind my wife because it just came out. One of my favorite things about getting the season Blu-ray is the bloopers.
I like the bloopers. Gag reels of bloopers. Yeah, those are so fun.
It's
like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my!
Dance off.
Well, just stuff like seeing like these people, and especially like Big Bang Theory, because they film in front of an audience, and the actors will interact with the audience when they screw up.
Yeah.
Especially Johnny Galecki, who plays Leonard.
Yeah.
Like, he yells at the audience all the time. Not like yells like "shut up" or anything. It's just kind of like "I know, I know." Or like there was a kissing scene that they screwed up, and there was like an "aw." He's like, "oh, shut up." I love it, and I love like seeing them. They're doing serious scenes, and someone will just kind of start smiling, and everyone breaks.
The funniest thing is when somebody starts laughing, and they can't stop.
And they keep
keep trying to do the scene.
Yeah.
And they just keep laughing.
Those are the best, man. Or missing cues. Or one of my favorites was Kaylee Cuoco, who plays Penny. There's a scene. There's a whole conversation, and she's supposed to be eating popcorn. She drops it into her cleavage, and they had to cut the scene because she keeps pulling popcorn. Yeah, like, I love stuff like that. But it's even more fun on, like, dramatic shows.
Yeah.
You know, because those shows, like, you watch them and they're, like, really serious and stuff. But then when you watch the bloopers, especially when you know the episodes and you're like, oh, they're filming that episode. That was one of my favorite episodes. And you see, like, this really crucial scene and they, like, just start cracking up.
Yeah.
And it's over something stupid.
I know.
Castle's great for that because Nathan Fillion is... just a comedian.
Yeah.
And so are John and...
And he strives to mess people up.
Yeah.
Like, you can see when they film scenes, like, he'll say lines, and he'll purposefully screw up the line. So the
just
people,
to get
like...
people to laugh.
Yeah, and but the actor he's working with will immediately launch into their lines and then, like, have that little pause and... Wait, did you say...
It reminds me of an interview that Ronda Rousey did.
Uh-huh.
And she...
Oh, that one from this last week, yeah?
Yeah, she said something that turned out a little inappropriate.
She said, I'm going to paraphrase because I can't remember, but she's like...
I'm gonna find it right here.
Like, when they're beating me, and then it's like they're doing nothing, and then I come right in their face.
No, she says that she can't come right in her face.
Yeah.
Ah, Destiny. Live action.
Did you see that video I sent you?
I still haven't watched it.
Oh!
I forgot about it. I won't lie.
Ah, I should find it. Here we go. Ronda Rousey.
How do you feel about a striking going into this fight? How much of a challenge will it be for you?
It'll definitely be the biggest challenge yet. Holly's not the kind of person that I could really come at right away. The other girls I fought before, they don't have the kind of footwork and movement that Holly has. They weren't counter punchers, so I knew that if I came right in their face right away, oh, that sounded terrible.
Awkward.
You know, if she hadn't said anything, they probably would have went, like, one would have said anything.
Yeah, no one noticed it, but she called herself out on it.
She's,
I guess her pre-fight regiment includes lots of sex.
Good for her. Yep. It's the most rough sex that anyone's ever had, though.
Yeah, she probably just punches him.
As she's riding you, she's punching you in the face. Give it to mama! You're left a bruised and beaten,
You look like
crying
Jabba the
puddle
Hutt.
In the corner.
You look like Jabba the Hutt when you're done.
She's leaving. We good for next week? Yes. Okay.
God.
This show has been really awkward.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, man. Well, that's about it for us. We managed to go a whole hour. And we didn't have anything to talk about. We didn't have Jim to fill our awkward silences or make them more awkward. Next week is our commentary, and I'm proposing The Fly from 1986.
I pretty much don't care what we watch because they all suck anyway. So
actually, this one's really good. This is a
we'll make it suck.
Well, yeah. I told Jim to think about some, so if he's got an idea.
Okay. If I can think of anything, I'll throw it out there.
Yeah, but I just picked up The Fly on Blu-ray, so it's Jeff Goldblum at his finest. So, have you ever seen it?
Probably
it is
not.
A disgusting masterpiece.
Probably not. There's a lot of old movies that I haven't watched. Everybody's like, you haven't seen that? I'm like, no, I don't particularly.
It's a pretty good one. It's right
movies.
In your wheelhouse, but I think between you, me, and Jim, it could be even more epic than it already is. So that's what I'm proposing. We'll see what Jim has. I think he'll probably go with it. Yeah. Actually, I know what Jim will... He Sleep wants to watch
camp
Sleepaway
Part
Camp.
Two.
Yeah. Again.
Again.
We've already commented on it. Yeah.
The podcast.
Don't give him any ideas. Don't. He's going to listen
to
this.
We'll cut that.
Yeah.
We'll cut that. Snip.
I'll just put a big beep over
it. I'm just going to say right now, Jim, hell no. If you were still a guest and not an actual member of the show...
No,
but we would consider it for a half second longer before we said no.
Yeah, it'd be like, no. Okay, so next week, commentary. We'll talk to you then.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.